We're in action.
Okay.
And we're live from Nashville. You should say that we're together and we're in Nashville.
Okay. Hey, guys. Welcome back to Three Pecans. We're live.
You need to be more energetic when you say hi. That's
okay. Hey, guys.
My name's Jessica, and I'm just really happy to be here. We're hitting it
this
up
is
in
my
Nashville.
Tutorial. Today, I'm looking at this foundation. It's really good. It's not really a main brand,
but I
really
love
it.
Down below to follow along. Pecans and an icebreaker. That's our show.
That's the show.
Woo. Okay. Anyway, hey guys. It's Claire, Luke, and Trevor live. And we are here this weekend in Nashville.
Live from Nashville.
It's
Saturday
live,
afternoon.
But
well, Saturday fair enough. Afternoon. We're here together.
Okay. Yes, recording. Sir.
It's taken a lot of planning to get here. So what we've decided to talk about today is things we say with explanation.
Things we want to help you with today. Okay. Let me tell you what to say. We've noticed that we've got a strong
we've
set
noticed
of catchphrases.
That we
Luke's kind of being a tongoloid.
Okay.
Keep going.
Everyone has their own set of like catchphrases that you say on a daily or quite frequently. And we just wanted to bring light to that today.
And kind of like discuss like how you can make your own.
And discuss how you can make your own.
Yeah.
How to be quotable one-on-one.
Yeah. And I feel like I've got a lot of background in this. Like, I'm not trying to brag, but I like to think I'm a pioneer in the catchphrase industry. You know what I mean?
Trevor's a catchphrase hipster, so.
I mean, I wouldn't call myself a hipster, but I guess that's
you're
part
a hipster.
Of that.
Literally
a hipster.
What every hipster
you're,
would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm wearing REI socks, but I don't think that's a prereq. I think that's just a coincidence.
No, you're just an outdoorsy hoe.
I'm what?
Whoa.
An outdoorsy hoe?
Whoa, you're a granola gal.
Whoa with the caps.
Okay, wait. Quick side note. I have a story about granola.
You know what's funny about Claire is that anytime she gets angry, you can just feel the caps lock coming on.
Okay, so I do say frequently, what a classic with cheese. And this goes back to my five-year sentence at the Honey Baked Ham. And we have a sandwich, a few sandwiches actually, that have the word classic in it, which is confusing because people will come in to the store and they'll be like, I'll have a classic. And there's literally three different sandwiches with the word classic in it. So we're like, okay, would you like ham or turkey on that? And then if they choose turkey, there's two different options from there. It's like Bandersnatch, a build-your-own-adventure.
You think everything is like Bandersnatch, though. Let's be real.
Okay.
Anytime I'm like, hey, what movie should I watch? Trevor goes, you should watch Bandersnatch.
Bandersnatch.
Bandersnatch. Bandersnatch.
Bandersnatch. One time, I really connected to what this old lady said, where she came in, looked me in the eyes, and said, I'll have a classic with cheese. And honestly, every sandwich comes with cheese on it. So I don't know if she only wanted cheese or not. And
she just wanted a classic with cheese.
Honestly, I laughed at her in the face, and I looked at her, and I said, what? And also, quick side note, shameless plug, me and my fellow coworkers at Honey Baked, we have a meme page called Tavern Void Multigrain, which is also a joke about sandwiches at Honey Baked.
That's pretty great.
Incredible.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Well, so, like, anytime, like, I guess, like, we do something mundane or, like, whatever happens to Trevor, I just hear Trevor saying, what classic with cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, I think my advice is whenever you're having a conversation that you don't want to have, you need to have a catchphrase to fall back on to let the person know, like, all right, this is okay, I guess. And really, that's what a classic with cheese means.
And that kind of segues into, like, almost a subtopic of what you say during conversation lulls. And I don't know if we've talked about this on the podcast, because I've talked about this a lot to a lot of different people. But you know when there's, like, you're having a conversation, and then everyone just gets quiet, the room gets quieter, whatever, and then like someone usually says something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't know I did this, but whenever those lulls come up, I say, that's awesome. And I didn't realize it until someone noticed my sister does it all the time. Like anytime it gets quiet and she just goes, that's awesome. And it was fine until she told me about it. And now I'm super self-conscious about it. And whenever we're in the same room, it goes quiet. We're both just like, that's awesome.
That's every conversation Luke and
I
have.
I know. I just don't know what else to say. And I'm like trying to stay positive. I'm like, that's cool. That's awesome. Very cool.
I mean, it works.
Yeah, it works.
What did Yepper's Peppers come from?
Okay, so Yepper's
Peppers.
That's
definitely got to be The Office.
This goes back to when I was in middle school. This was like the catchphrase for a hot minute. I'm in college now, by the way. And
I think they know that.
Basically,
we're all in college.
My brother.
We're actually at Belmont right now.
My brother had these friends who would come over all the time. He had like a group of like three friends that were like his really good friends, and he still kind of talks to them sometimes, but one of them would always say yeppers. And it's obviously from The Office, because that's right around time. Like when Michael was talking to Jen on the phone and he goes, yeppers. And Jen's like, Michael, what did I tell you about yeppers?
I don't remember.
And he said it one time and it was just him and I in the room. And he says, yeppers. And I just looked at him and said, peppers. And since then, it's just been that. And it's morphed. So now there's yuppers, puppers. There's just so many things.
So many variations.
There's derivatives of it, because yeppers, peppers is great, but like, you got to move forward from it.
Trevor also just comes up with a new way to say cool or good whenever we've like made plans. I'm like, cool, I'll meet you at like the dining hall at 12. And he goes, bueno. Or he goes,
bueno's got a story too.
I'm sure it does.
That's also from Honey Baked. Oh my Lord. My life is just.
That's unfortunate. Trevor's peaked at Honey Baked.
Yeah. Because one of the managers would say bueno. And he's this like 8 foot tall Cuban guy. So, like, if you did, like, literally anything, you're like, hey, Juan, I made this sandwich. He'd be like, bueno, and then he'd walk away. So if you ever hear me text or say that, that's from Juancho.
Amazing.
Yeah. What are some of Claire's catchphrases?
I say dope a lot. Like, I've noticed that recently. I guess, like, especially once a year. But it has a really stupid origin. So... we're going to take a little trip back to high school. This is super embarrassing. Like, no one in the story.
The words high school just kind of infer that it's going to be an embarrassing story.
So basically,
for everyone, that's not just you.
Okay, so basically, I had this group of friends, and they were incredible, and I love them a lot. But there was this guy who was in a band at the time, and we all thought he was, like, really cute, but so did every other girl in the school. And my friends would, like, low-key stalk him. And I sat next to him in class. Like, we didn't really talk. But because I'm, like, the ballsiest of everyone, I guess.
You know, not bragging or anything.
No, but just, like, if you, like, take a group of, like, book nerds and, like, bookworms, you know, like, none of them are, like, super bold. So somehow I'm the one who ended up, like, texting him for homework, even though I didn't need homework, like, help at all, just so, like, they could, like, talk to him, whatever. It's just so stupid. And so because he was like in a band and cute, they were all like, oh, like try to be cool. So I said like rad. Cause like, I would say that to them, like just as like a joke. And I swear to God, he thinks I'm so stupid. And so rad turned into dope along the way. You guys can probably guess who this person is.
That's me. Of course.
No, it's obviously not. It's but me.
Blonde hair, blue eyes. Fits your description.
It is blonde hair, blue eyes, because I know who this is.
I actually don't. Cause we weren't friends at this time.
It was first semester senior year, so no.
I don't think he's cute.
The person I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Can you tell me and we'll bleep it out?
Wait.
Okay.
Cut.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
So.
No.
Okay.
That man is literally
He has a cardboard personality. Like, he
I was about to
sucks.
Say really mean.
Like, I found this out because I tried to hold conversations and, like, be nice just to be friends. Because, like, when you sit
You had a crush on him?
Kind of. Yeah, I thought he was cute.
Wait, multiple people thought he was cute?
No.
There was, like, a whole freaking fan club. I'm not even kidding.
He's a douche.
But
what
no.
What about...
I don't know. I don't really know.
Way cuter than...
We all looked car, too. Like, we were all going to take car over.
What did...
He had diggers. This, like, really small, like, beat-up pickup truck.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That man is not attractive.
Okay, here's the deal.
Yeah, what? You don't think he's attractive either, right?
I don't think so. Okay. Going back to... So, he's just muscular. That's
yeah,
it.
That's it.
He's kind of, like,
he
talking...
Yeah, cool hair, though.
Wait, please
hair.
Bleep all these names out.
Oh, man. I will. I'll bleep all these names out.
It's like talking to a door hinge, okay?
No, but so is... I would try to just, like,
no,
be nice.
The Rock. He doesn't respond.
But, like, I would just try to, like, be nice and, like, be friends. Because when you sit next to someone for, like, an entire class, like, you should get to know them because it's weird if
I never had any class, but I just...
Well, like, okay.
I did an extracurricular with him for 2 years,
yeah,
and
okay, but, like, if you're, like, fourth... You know, remember the social
like, cereal
boxes
were more conversationalist
and, like, you
than him.
Like, everyone's in these set tables of two, so it's rows, but you're, like, at a table with...
Oh, yeah.
Those. And so, like, it was really, really uncomfortable for a long time. And then, like, I called him out one day because it was one of those situations where, like, it doesn't matter where you are in a room or, like, with a room, or, like... You don't even mean to look at this person, but somehow every single day without fail, we'd make eye contact down the hall in the gym, like at mass. Like, it didn't matter what it was, But it was real weird. And then I eventually called him out, and then he, like, intentionally stopped doing it.
So I do this eye contact thing all the time where, like, I make eye contact with the same, like, three people in public. Like, there could be 100 people in a crowd, and I would just blank out and stare at, like, this person. And I don't even think about it because, like, it's not like I'm thinking about anything. My eyes just kind of, like, go somewhere, and it just happens to be one of these three people.
I do. Bottom line, if you think someone's cool in high school, they probably have a cardboard personality and not worth talking to. And also, like, you're
they're
your
already
life.
Living their best years.
Yeah, or so. Your life is probably way cooler, and they still check your Snapchat story.
In the long run, you're better off.
A dark turn.
Have you ever been ill-prepared for the weather, always end up with too many scars, jackets, and extra layers? We do, too. That's why we at the Three Pecans have teamed up yet again with Voltage Apparel to promote their latest product, the Omni Jacket. This is the perfect jacket that can detect minute changes in your body temperature and adapt accordingly. They make quality, comfortable clothing that doesn't hurt you or your wallet. So head over to voltageapparel.com/omnijacket and use offer code 3pecans to get 10% off. That's the number 3 pecans.
So yeah, those are y'all's cat
faces. Just be a cool. No, you're probably like cooler than you think you are.
So that's how
what I'm
Claire
saying.
Got started saying dope and rad. And I mean, you do definitely still say that. You'll text that to me sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's great. I, on the other hand, I feel like I don't, I don't have a lot of original sayings because
this is
I,
true.
Especially since hanging out with Trevor, I have stolen a lot of his. Like,
I'm a pioneer.
I do say yeppers and peppers, and I'll. I don't say classic with cheese, but I did steal I'm fine and I'm really happy to be here or I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
Like there's like variations of those. I said
it's
them
funny
a lot.
Because whenever Luke steals a catchphrase, I tend to not use that catchphrase.
Because it's not cool anymore
it's
when
like
I
when
say it.
When parents start saying swag and then the kids
yeah.
stop saying
stuff we all get.
Hashtag relatable.
Wow.
Please cut that out.
I'm keeping all this in.
Oh boy.
But anyway, so I've stolen some of Trevor's, but one of the ones that, I mean, I definitely stole it, probably, you know, you could trace it back to its origin, but I felt like it was original at the time. But in high school, you know, it's we're all teenagers and certain language and profanity is used, but I
watch
abstained from such. What? What is that?
To my Vine, okay, I think.
Vine is dead, Claire. Move on.
So
Vine 2 is a thing. It's coming.
I'm so excited for V2.
Sorry, continue your story.
Anyway, so I abstained from profanity for the most part. And so I would get about as angry as most people did. But I didn't want to, you know, lash out at some people. And so I came up with a new phrase and I just started calling people fat. Or I would just call any like inanimate objects fat. Or like this fat man or like that the stupid vending machine is so fat, didn't even give me my Chex Mix. I don't know. I never got
basically
Chex Mix
Luke
machine.
Is a pure child, but instead of cursing, he would fat shame everybody.
And so, yeah, so that's where it kind of led to. Like, that was my substitute. In my defense, I never called girls fat,
yeah.
Except for Trevor. And then, other than that, like, I was really
my sex change
it.
is a secret, but
I don't like you. But yeah, I've stolen a lot of stuff from Trevor. I've stolen stuff from my siblings. I steal a lot of stuff from comedians. I feel like a lot of people do that, but like
he loves John Mulaney.
John Mulaney is one of my favorite, he's my favorite comedian by far. And I know a lot of his stuff. And my only thing I can contribute to this conversation is how to steal catchphrases. Because
he is the Hamburglar of catchphrases.
Exactly. I'm a pioneer for how to steal catchphrases.
No, you're the Hamburglar. Okay?
I'm the pioneer for stealing catchphrases.
He's delusional.
I'm a hipster robber of catchphrases.
Continue. Proceed.
I don't know. All I can offer is if you find a catchphrase, usually if you find, like, try and find a comedian that, like, isn't super well known, you know, because you can find some.
John Mulaney
is
pretty well known.
That's my point. Is like try and find before like because I did watch him before he got super famous.
I watched him before he was cool.
No, really was.
What a hipster!
Wow. But find comedians that aren't super popular if you can, and then you can steal stuff and just call it your own. And that's how creativity works.
That's called plagiarism.
Okay, you know what? The greatest form of flattery is
theft.
What is the quote?
The greatest form of flattery is
imitation.
There you go. That's the one.
Yeah.
He can't even quote The Office.
I knew
what it was.
Like, one of Luke's biggest things is he can quote The Office, and I think, like, that was a big sign in a shifting character right there.
Yeah, I quote a couple stuff from The Office.
A couple stuff.
Shut up.
By the way, Hamburglar is a new saying of mine. I'm not sure why, but I just started saying, like, yeah, so this,
you,
like,
didn't laugh at my thanks, Dave and Budster, so you can't have Hamburglar.
Sometimes Luke tries to start catchphrases, but he says it once, and when no one
Trevor
laughs,
and I have different names for each other. Every time we talk to each other, he'll be like, thanks, Bud, or Budster, or...
Oh, I say Bud in so different ways.
Or Bud-o.
Bud also came from Honey Baked.
Okay, yeah, we get it. Your whole life is Honey Baked. No one cares about ham.
My life is one big ham, okay?
I'm more of a turkey person anyway, so...
We sell turkeys. We have smoked or roasted. And then, so I say Bud, Buddo, Bud-a-Rooney, Bud-Bud. So many different options. So honestly, another tip I have is you can take one catchphrase and you can just kind of pivot it. Have you guys ever watched Silicon Valley?
Yes, I love that show.
All right, so it's like the guy who plays Gabe in The Office. He's on.
Oh,
there.
I know he's in it. Yeah, and he's the same person. He's literally
is the same
just
person.
Gabe.
And like at one point, like their company's like going under at this convention. And he's like, all right, every great company in history, they just pivot. So that's all we've got to do. We've just got to pivot. He's got like 3 hours of sleep in like 3 days, and he's like, got to pivot.
Hey, look at my t-shirt. Pivot. No, but what's the thing he comes up with in that, SWOT analysis, SWOT? And he's like, strength, weaknesses, was it opportunities? Or
I forget, but the biggest part that I remember is he goes up to people and he's like, what if I could tell you there's this machine that could do X, Y, and Z? Would you be very satisfied, unsatisfied, or not satisfied? Which one? Which one?
You know what's funny about, like, you know, some actors are, they literally are just annoying. Like, they're really good at being annoying. Like,
yeah.
Like, the person who played Professor Umbridge in Harry Potter, like, she drove me insane. Gabe is another person. I mean, I'm sure he's a great actor. I just haven't seen him in any other role than, like, Gabe from The Office or basically Gabe from Silicon Valley.
The actress who plays Cersei on Game of Thrones.
Oh.
Like, she actually says, like, people tell her, wow, I hate you. And she's like, all right, I guess I'm like
doing
was, like,
my
doing
job.
A good
yeah,
job.
Exactly. I mean, I guess it's a compliment in a way. You know, you don't know these people, but, like, Gabe in The Office literally made me feel like I felt about him literally the way Michael felt about Toby. Like, anytime he came on screen, I was like, God, no, no, please, no.
Why are you the way you are?
I do not like Gabe. You don't like Gabe, do you?
I think Gabe's really funny. Like, just the way like, there's some cringy moments with him, but, like, I
always
think,
cringy.
Like, a lot of times he comes on screen, it's really funny. Like, him and, like, Joe. From The Office, like Joe, whenever he was like handling her dogs.
Joe is, you know that she is in Waterboy?
Is she?
Yeah, she's the mom, Adam Sandler's mom.
That's great.
I literally put that together like 2 weeks ago, a couple weeks ago.
I only knew her from The Blind Side. As like
I still haven't seen Blind Side. Is it a good movie?
It's so good.
I don't know. It's all right.
You know who's in that movie?
Sandra Bullock.
You know what she is also in?
Bird Box.
Bandersnatch.
I hate you. It's Bird Box. You got to see it.
And we end how we begin.
Yeah. So thanks for listening to this episode. We hope you guys had a few laughs. Have a wonderful day. And don't forget to eat your veggies.
Comment, like, and subscribe.
You know, I
we'll be back next week.
Well, you know what?
Leave 5 stars if you are still interested. You know, it really supports the podcast. It really motivates us to keep doing it. You guys, our fans, are the reason we do what we do. We literally are here to serve you and your entertainment needs. We like to be
I hate
there on your
so much.
To work. We just like to brighten up your day. So thank you for listening.
Honestly, don't listen to Luke. He's so bad at what he does.
Bye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye now.
Eat your veggies.